Hello, dear.
No, no, it's not too late. Come on in. What's on your mind? That's really sweet of you. I'll admit the loneliness can be a bit intense at times now that your father... Well, come sit with me on the bed, okay? I wanted to thank you again for your help and support this week. I've been run off my feet with all the funeral arrangements to take care of, and then the emotional burden on top of that. Oh, it's okay, honey. I understand. I know you and your father haven't really seen eye to eye these past few years, and I've sensed that this week has been tough for you, too. Having you back in the house has actually been really nice. You know, I always blamed my presence for driving a wedge between you and your dad. So many complex feelings involved when a parent gets remarried, and he didn't seem very sensitive to yours. I tried to get him to be more patient with you, to be more understanding, but you know how he was. Yeah, I know I can't change the past, but I want to do better, and maybe now is the time to work towards that. It warms my heart so much to hear you say that. I'm so grateful that we have a chance to reconnect. Well, of course you can hug me. Feels like an eternity since I've felt loving arms around me. I feel so relieved that you feel this way. I confess, I felt the urge to hold you like this, too. To feel the intimacy of family and find comfort in your embrace. I just wasn't sure if you felt the same way. You're right. As far as family goes, we only have each other now. That's why I want us to become closer. Yes, I think we may be hinting at the same thing. Why don't we find out? It's exactly the kind of affection that I was hoping for. Oh my, I know it's wrong, but I'm getting as excited as you seem to be. How long have you dreamed of this? Don't play dumb with me, mister. I'd have to be blind not to notice the way you stare at my body. You've always drooled over these big tits. You're so nasty. You never called me mommy before. And to do it while looking so brazenly at my cleavage. Does mommy's good boy want to touch them? It can be her little secret. yeah, like that. How do you like them? You can reach under my robe. Yeah, I don't mind. They're a bit heavy, yes. You've never had tits in your hands that are this big before, have you? I'd be happy to let you play with them as much as you want. Oh, it turns me on so much to know how intensely you appreciate them. Speaking of which, how would you like a better look? You didn't realize I was completely naked under my robe, did you? Judging by that drooling cockhead poking out of yours, I'm guessing we made the same fashion choices tonight. Oh, your hands feel so good on my body. It's not the first time I've thought about a forbidden rendezvous with you, and And what you do to me. I've spent so many sleepless nights wondering what it'd be like to finally see your cock. It's magnificent, but I think I need a better look. Why don't I stroke you while you explore my body? Oh my god, you're rock hard already. You just can't seem to keep your hands off my tits, can you? It's okay. They're aching for you to touch them again. Oh yeah, baby. Climb on top of me. I want to feel that gorgeous gorgeous cock against my pussy. Your stepmother's pussy. Go on. Take my tits into your mouth. I like to wrap my legs around my lover's waist, just like this. While he grinds into me and sucks on my nipples. Oh, that's it, baby. Yeah, drink up. No, don't stop. Yeah, like that. Oh, my breasts are so round and full of milk for you. Oh, yeah. That's right. Swallow it down greedily. You can't stop, can you? I won't give you any nourishment, but it's so sweet and addictive, isn't it? No? I don't try and talk with your mouth full. You'll choke. And that just won't do. Just settle down. And relax, and I'll explain everything. No? Not if you understand. Good boy. Now you know what a succubus is, don't you? Of course you do. Or at least, you know the cliches of folklore. And porn, most likely. Oh, the general idea is correct. Men can't help but be aroused when they're near me. Some women, too. My pheromones see to that. Didn't you ever wonder why your father had such an insatiable libido? And why you got so hard listening to us fuck every night? Surely you stopped lusting over me when you moved out, right? No? Well, you're either not very self-aware, or you're very turned on by the idea of fucking a woman you can't have. You know, by now, men are usually so terrified by this situation that they've stopped humping me. Not that I'm complaining. In fact, I think I picked just the right little pervert to be my next sex slave. Now my demon milk, that's what you've been feeding on right now, that's what gives me ultimate control. It enthralled you the moment it touched your lips. It makes you compliant, compelled to obey me and fulfill my every fucking need. You'll find yourself unable to tell anyone what I've done to you, and the mere thought of leaving me will fill your heart with unbearable sorrow. You'll never get enough of me or my milk. You'll crave it when we're apart, and whenever you taste its sweetness, you'll get impossibly hard for me. Not that I needed it for that purpose tonight. You're one depraved sicko, aren't you? You came in here with a raging heart on, planning to take advantage of your sweet, bereaved stepmother. I'll bet you couldn't believe your luck that I was so receptive to the seductive genius of your twisted reasoning. Well, that's enough of an education for the time being. By now, You should be drowning in a fog of desire, barely able to keep your head clear enough to ignore the overwhelming urge to mate with me. Now take off that silly bathrobe and lean back against the headboard. What do I... Have you not been listening? What I want is your cock. I feed off of sexual energy and your cum sustains me. No. No, I'm not going to kill you. Not directly, anyway. Not for many years. I'm going to farm you for your cum the same way I did to your father. I suspect that you'll last much longer and probably enjoy every moment of it. All right. I'll indulge your curiosity. And since you seem to like grinding so much, I'm gonna slide this dripping pussy up and down your shaft while I do it. A good tease makes men taste so much better. I'm telling you this for a couple of reasons. First, you're forever ensnared. You've tasted my demonic essence. Nothing will ever free you from it. There's no longer any need for deception. Second, I like to play with my food, and I want you to know how helpless you are. Your seed comes in many flavors, colored by your emotional state. Fear, desperation, desire. All it takes is a little bit of manipulation to get what I want. Isn't that delicious? For me, of course. Now be a deer and hold up that throbbing shaft. It's about time I claimed this cock and rode you into the fucking mattress. It's been too long since I've had a proper fuck. Last fed. Go ahead. Grab my ass. Enjoy yourself. As long as you don't interfere with my pleasure. You're really loving this, aren't you? Are you still lost in your incest fantasy? Let's embrace this sin. You've been such a good fucking boy. Now mommy needs you more than ever. Tell me, how does mommy's pussy feel? Is there anything you dreamed of? Do you like how tired I am? I've been saving myself for you. Your father was fucking pathetic. There's the only cock I ever really wanted. Oh, baby, your cock fits me so perfectly, like it was made for mommy's fucking cunt. Yes, honey, I've been longing to ride you just like this. My pussy is so hungry, so fucking needy. Only my son's cock will do. It feels... feels impossibly hot, doesn't it? Your slutty mother needs her son's cum to quench the fire in her pussy. Do you like hearing how dirty your mother is? How much she aches for your cum? Yeah, I'm gonna ride you until you fill me. It's all I've ever fucking wanted. Yeah, I feel so good. You like it when mommy rides you? I can see it in your eyes. I can feel it in the throb of your cock. The pounding in your chest. You wish I was your real mother, don't you? not just your demonic stepmom, but your actual biological pushed you out of her cunt, mommy. I knew it. You want to pump your slutty mother with load after load of your incestuous fucking seed. You want your mother, who's so desperate for her son's cock that she's going to mount you every night and fuck you to sleep while you drink more big, fucking tits. You're practically drooling watching them bounce in front of your face. Go ahead, you can suck on them again. Oh, that's right, baby. Drink mommy's milk. Take as much as you want. It's all for my good boy. You look so happy and hungry with it dripping down your chin like that. You know I was. You know what I was hungry for. Yes, honey. Mommy's starving for your fucking cum. Give it to me. I'm so fucking ready. I need it so badly. Bounce up and down on your cock until you fucking explode. Honey, your cock feels amazing. Yes, honey. Mommy's gonna come on her son's cock. Look, baby, you're so good. Mommy needs your cum. Mommy needs your cum. Hurry up, honey. I need it. Yes, come in me. Fill my hungry cunt with your seed. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I'll milk every last drop out of you. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, come, 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 come. Oh. You're such a good boy. Such a good little slave. And your seed was exquisite. I could go again. Right now. Do you really think one fuck would satisfy me? Not 100. Or 1,000,000. Mine is not a passion that you can extinguish your lust. And your semen will only fuel the furnace of my sexual appetite. You can never hope to sate my hunger, only put it off a little while longer. Lucky for you, your interest in sinful kinks amuses me, and I'm eager to explore just how corrupted your soul can get, how completely you'll willingly give in to the perversions that threaten to consume you. Don't get me wrong, I can still make you do my bidding whenever I want, but all this incest and mommy is your doing, not mine. Now while that sinks in, let me explain how things will be from now on. You'll be moving back home immediately. That much should be obvious. You can even share my bed as long as you don't fucking snore. You'll continue with your old life, going to work, paying the bills, and going through the motions of your mundane existence. You won't have time for your friends, though. No, you'll be too much of a devoted stepson to leave me home alone, and you certainly won't have any time for girls. Do you even have a girlfriend? It doesn't matter. No mortal woman will ever be able to satisfy your needs ever again, and why would you even want them anyway? You're a deviant, a manipulator, who seduced his innocent stepmother when she was at her most vulnerable, tempting her into the sin of incest. What thrills could some random slut give you compared to your mommy waiting at home, alone in her big bed, longing for her good boy's cock? That's the only kind of depravity that gets you off. I'll be your little secret. Both the truth of your enslaver and the lie of the lustful stepmother, or would you rather I pretend to be your biological mother from now on? Whichever pussy you yearn to fuck, it makes no difference to me as long as you do it with vigor. And you will. These are the thoughts that will get you through life. Trust me. It will be preferable to dwelling on the reality of your eternal imprisonment, and when you walk through the door at the end of the day, I'll be here with engorged tits, happy to quench your thirst, ready to take your seed down my throat, in my pussy, or up my ass. and we will copulate like wild fucking animals until your body is worn out and I am flush with your carnal energy. You're getting hard again. All on your own. You are one horny motherfucker, aren't you? All right, then. If you're such a good boy, eager to please his demon mommy, then let's see how many more cream pies you can give to me before you pass out. mm-hmm.